This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. New Mexico health officials say they don't expect to run out of coronavirus vaccine. Health Department spokesperson Matt Bieber said yesterday that the state orders the maximum number of doses that it can, and its orders are typically filled. Nearly 200,000 doses have already been delivered to the state, and more than three quarters of those have been administered. The state continues to have one of the fastest distribution times in the U.S., having administered nearly 153,000 shots so far. Over 471,000 New Mexicans have registered for the vaccine. While healthcare workers were given first priority, officials with some of the largest hospital systems in the state say between 20 and 30% of their medical staff have declined a shot. They couldn't pinpoint exact reasons since the vaccine is optional, but noted that some may be waiting to see how it affects other people. State health officials say they expect that hesitancy to decline over time. Some governors complained last week about the federal government's allocation of doses, and it's unclear how soon President Joe Biden's administration is expected to make changes to the nation's approach when it comes to distribution. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit from the jailed founder of the New Mexico political group Cowboys for Trump. The lawsuit, dismissed yesterday, was filed in June to block or avoid possible financial disclosure requirements for the group. Coy Griffin and Cowboys for Trump had sued in response to mounting pressure on the group to register as a political committee in New Mexico. Griffin, an elected county commissioner in southern New Mexico, remains jailed following his arrest Sunday in Washington, D.C. on charges of illegally entering the U.S. Capitol grounds during the January 6th siege by a mob of supporters of former President Donald Trump. Griffin had returned to Washington after vowing to dispute President Joe Biden's election victory on Inauguration Day and exercise his gun rights. Federal prosecutors argue Griffin should be held without bond until trial, and local and state officials are calling for him to resign from public office. Attorneys for Griffin in the political finance case could not immediately be reached for comment. This is KUNM.